The United States and Canada began negotiations this week to modernize the Columbia River Treaty. During 2 days of talks, the U.S. and Canadian negotiators discussed objectives and reaffirmed the spirit of cooperation between the two countries. The U.S. objectives were defined as careful management of flood risk, ensuring a reliable and economical power supply, and better addressing ecosystem concerns. One concern is the so-called Canadian entitlement. Part of the deal requires the U.S. to pay Canada for storing water in reservoirs on the Canadian side of the border to provide flood control on the U.S. side. In addition, the U.S. is required to send back a portion of the electricity generated here to Canada. U.S. Congressman Dan Newhouse, a Republican from Washington, says many utilities feel Canada is getting the better part of that deal.
And that's the issue, whether or not it's equitable, but the value that we are reimbursing them for those reservoirs is where it should be. Like I said, many of the utilities in the Pacific Northwest feel that it needs to be recalculated because it was based on declining production of hydropower when we've actually, we were anticipating 50 years ago to see other forms of energy contribute more than they have.
It's estimated the electricity sent back to Canada is worth as much as $335 million a year. The U.S. and Canadian teams plan to hold the next round of discussions August 15th and 16th in British Columbia. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.